It's Wednesday, September 4th, 2024. This is the InfoWars War Room. Brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, your election headquarters. With 61 days until the presidential election. And already, the Biden Department of Justice, in a joint press conference with the FBI today, is setting up the narrative Trump's victory was because of Russian interference. Trump's ahead of the polls. That's fake Russian news. Trump's getting bigger crowds than Kamala. That's AI generated. This is what the Department of Justice is telling us today with that sniveling Merrick Garland next to Christopher Wray. They've already got their excuse. And remember, it was Chuck Schumer. Who else was it that went on national TV and said, well, if Trump wins, we're just not going to certify because that's illegitimate. So they've already got their plan out in the public. Now, will these crooks be bold enough to actually go through with it? Will they steal it even bigger than 2020? Will they have Trump win and then they'll just say, nope, doesn't count. Nope, not going to certify. Nope, it was Russia. Would they be that bold? Well, they're already building the playbook. They're already building the framework that's going to be the excuse in 61 days. That it was Russian interference. They're also saying it's Iranian interference. Now, I'll explain the irony of this when we come back in the longer segment. There's other election news that we're following. Big news out of Arizona on two fronts. And so I would say right now, because this is how I'm monitoring it. I'm not looking at the polls. I'm not looking at the betting odds. Maybe there's value there. Maybe there's not. That's not what I'm going off of. I'm going off of the legal battles and the results. So you've got a major legal battle in Arizona, and right now the Democrats plan to steal Arizona. Fortunately, Trump's path to victory does not need to go through Arizona. But I'll explain the developments there. And then the Democrats now, they were trying to keep Kennedy off the ballot. Now they want him on the ballot. Isn't that funny? So now they want him on the ballot because they think it will hurt Trump. So at first, the Democrats were in courts trying to keep RFK Jr. off the ballot because they knew it would hurt whoever the Democrat candidate was going to be. Now they want Kennedy on the ballot because they think it will hurt Trump now that he's endorsed Donald Trump. So we'll talk about that as well. And there has a subpoena has now gone towards Tim Walz from the House of Representatives, the House Education Committee, subpoenaing Tim Walz over COVID-19 fraud. Over COVID-19 fraud. How about that? Is there anything not fraud in regards to the Harris-Walz campaign? Their instinct is to lie. Their instinct is to commit fraud. Kamala Harris makes up that she worked at a McDonald's. What's up with that? And then you've got more policy theft. Kamala Harris stealing more of Trump's policies as well. There's some interesting assassination attempt developments. There was a school shooting today in Georgia. There's little information out now, but the Democrats are choosing an interesting path as far as how to respond to this. I'll explain that too.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics, joint relief max, nerve renew, prostate support, collagen, superfood greens, turmeric, ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Match Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Today, and it was fair. One legal voter, one legal vote. Donald Trump would likely win upwards of 40 states. But of course, we know we aren't really up against Kamala Harris. We are up against a voter fraud machine. We are up against a corrupt establishment machine, a corrupt media. Kamala Harris is just the front woman, the face, the voice. So that's the real story. And Kamala Harris basically saying, yeah, ignore the polls. Well, it's a political strategy to say, we got to play like we're down 20, and that's the right way to go about this. But what we are up against right now are dozens of legal battles in battleground states to assure election integrity. And we'll see what happens with the SAVE Act, and it will come into play, specifically in Arizona, that will require a voter ID and a proof of citizenship. And the Democrats are trying to play coy on this, and they're saying, oh, we don't need that. It's already in the books. Well, actually, a redundancy factor is needed in this regard because there's like stacked legislation. And if you have a law, but you don't enforce the law, then do you really have a law? So some of these states are not enforcing any of these election laws. They're rewriting election laws. They're going against their own constitution. They're not even going through the state legislatures. This is what led to Pennsylvania and Michigan and Wisconsin changing all their rules so that they could have 5 million mail-in ballots for Joe Biden and then count them all into the dead of night. No voter signatures needed, nothing. So, yeah, there's laws on the books. They just don't follow the laws. They just don't enforce the laws. And then when you try to follow the laws, when you try to enforce the laws, you go to jail. You go to jail, like the lady in Colorado. But before we get into these legal battles, the DOJ with the FBI today has a press conference. And what are they talking about? They're talking about Russian interference. They're talking about Russian interference and Iranian interference. Oh, that old boogeyman of Russia, Russia, Russia. And the things they're talking about, and I have the official press release here. We'll go right to Merrick Garland. He said today, the Justice Department is seizing 32 internet domains that the Russian government and Russian government-sponsored actors have used to engage in a covert campaign to interfere and influence the outcome of our country's elections. As alleged in our court filings, President Vladimir Putin's inner circle, including Sergei Kiryenko, directed Russian public relations companies to promote disinformation and state-sponsored narratives as part of a campaign to influence the 2024 presidential election. Now, I got more on their statements regarding this, but let's just put this into perspective. Are the Russians interfering or engaging in public communications to affect the 2024 election? Probably. Let's just for the sake of this argument, assume that they are. Let's say that the Russians are trying to put out fake information or propaganda to try to influence the 2024 presidential election. Let's just say that's happening. Okay. Well, there was absolutely nothing. There was absolutely nothing from the Department of Justice or the FBI in regards to a Chinese agent working in the New York governor's office for two administrations, taking millions of dollars in kickbacks, not to mention other benefits. They've never held a press conference on Senator Menendez taking gold bullion as payments from Egypt. And of course, they wouldn't dare mention any of the pay for play that Joe and Hunter and Jim Biden were involved in when Joe was the vice president that we have on record. And more is about to come out in court filings, including Hunter Biden with over $1 million that he never paid taxes on in the courts this month. Nothing. Nothing on Chinese influence. Nothing on Chinese spies. Nothing on that. Just this Russian boogeyman. So even if I'm going to sit here and take it at face value that Russia is trying to interfere, well, okay, so is China. Where's the FBI and the DOJ on that? Do we really even have to mention the Israeli lobby? Do I really even have to sit here and talk about the hundreds of millions of dollars that the Israeli lobby uses to buy outright our Congress? So I'm sorry, 32 internet domains that you've never heard of, that I've never heard of, that you've never visited, that I've never visited, are not having an influence on the 2024 election. But, oh, it's AI and it's fake news and it's propaganda. Okay. So let's go down this route. What about all the lies that our own media reports every single day? Does the Department of Justice talk about that? No. No, they do not. So you see, there's no consistent application of this logic. There's no consistent application of this warning. They tried to censor the Hunter Biden laptop. They denied that it was even real. Now Hunter Biden is going to court against Marco Polo for publishing it, but I thought it was fake. So where's the Department of Justice on the Biden crime family? Where's the Department of Justice on fake news and propaganda that comes out from the American media? Nowhere, but they love the Russian boogeyman. They love the Russian boogeyman, don't they? So there it is. It's all propaganda. It's all propaganda. Now, why are they running this propaganda? They are setting up their framework to not certify Donald Trump when he wins in 62 days. That's what they're doing. And they're going to say it was Russian interference, or they're going to say he's ineligible and they just won't certify. And it was Chuck Schumer who went public with this plan. I don't know what it is about Chuck Schumer. He's just such a maniacal, seething rat that he goes on national TV and says their plans. He goes on national news and he says about Donald Trump, you take on the intelligence agencies and they got six ways of Sunday of getting back at you. Oh, and then what did we see? The intelligence agencies lie about Donald Trump repeatedly. Cover for the Biden crime family repeatedly. I'm Chuck Schumer, dirty rat from New York. Biggest rat New York's ever seen. You take on the intelligence community, you got six ways of Sunday of getting back at you. Yeah. That dirty rat. But he tells us their plans. So I think it was, and it wasn't just Schumer. I think Pelosi has alluded to this and others. Now, again, are they going to be so bold to just refuse to certify? I guess we'll find out. But that's what they're building up towards. And so they want this argument out there. Oh, Trump's illegitimate. He's a felon. Trump's illegitimate. He committed an insurrection. Russia interfered and Russia changed the results. And so therefore we can't certify. So that's what this is all about today. Influence operation relied on influencers. This is about Russia from the Justice Department today. This is their official press release. Russian influence operation relied on influencers, AI-generated content, paid social media advertisements, and social media accounts to drive internet traffic to cyber squatted and other domains. So this is nothing more than standard political social media activity. Oh, yeah. So again, though, this is all standard. The Democrats pay influencers. It's well known. Multiple streamers, influencers, whatever, have gone public about this. They don't even do politics, and they're just like, hey, I got offered thousands of dollars from the Democrats to endorse Harris, and I'm not going to do it. I don't know politics, but I thought you should know. They do AI-generated content to make Kamala Harris crowds look big. Yeah, you use social media accounts to drive traffic to where you want people to go. So this is nothing out of the ordinary. They're just saying, oh, Russia doesn't get to exist. Russia doesn't get to have any influence on social media. But see, then there's the real influence, like when Elon Musk comes out and shares an interview that Tucker Carlson did with a historian and says, wow, this is an interesting interview. You should listen to it. And then deletes the tweet. Then they community note everything. And then he says, oh, look, community notes for the win. Because you're just not allowed to talk about World War II history. I mean, of course not. Of course, there has never been a single lie. There's no misinformation about World War II. And you're not allowed to discuss it or have any opinions otherwise. But that's neither here nor there. But see, no. They're not going to do an investigation into that influence. They're not going to come out and talk about that influence. It's the Russian boogeyman. So they shut down 32 internet domains and they say, they're doppelgangers, and they make it look like real news sites. Well, yeah, I mean, the CIA makes the Washington Post look like a real news site, too. Yeah. No, they get to run their propaganda. And this whole thing is propaganda. two Russia-based RT employees indicted by the U.S. government, internet domain seized, an election influence probe. Kremlin-backed RT network believed to be key player in misinformation campaign. Kremlin-backed. Well, I don't doubt that the Russian government is involved in some of what Russian TV does. What about the Democrat Party running censorship campaigns? What about Mark Zuckerberg coming out saying, yeah, Biden and Harris would make demands for us to censor stories? What do you think had a bigger impact? Of course, it's the Biden-Harris violation of the First Amendment on social media networks. But this isn't the Department of Justice. No, this is the Department of Anti-Trump Propaganda. This is the Department of Injustice against American patriots. The national security threats in U.S. election software, hiding in plain sight. This is Politico. Oh, and now we can't trust election machines? Hacking blind spot, states struggle to vet coders of election software. You know, that's funny because Kamala Harris has been anti-voting machines for a long time. It's something she's actually right about and remained consistent on, I guess, until now. This is Kamala Harris. This is in 2018. Of course, this is when they were talking about Russian interference or hacking the elections. So we needed to have no machines and paper ballots because Russia's hacking the machines. So this was Kamala Harris's logic in 2018, clip 13.
Of systems to audit, but also what they can do around best practices and best machinery. We are talking with them about the fact that it is probably best that you do not have your election system connected to the internet, because that will create greater vulnerabilities. And then look at where we are now in this year of our Lord 2018. We're talking about paper ballots, but that actually might be one of the smartest systems.
Oh.
Going back to, you know, a day when we could have something tangible that we can hold on to, because Russia cannot hack a piece of paper like they can a computer system connected to the internet.
Incredible. That, by the way, has she mentioned anything about our Lord? Has she mentioned anything about Jesus Christ since 2018? I haven't heard it. Oh, here's a follow-up statement from Kamala Harris in 2019. Paper ballots are the smartest, safest way to ensure your vote is secure against attacks by foreign actors. Who do you think she's talking about? Russia can't hack a piece of paper like they can a computer. We introduced the Secure Elections Act to ensure our elections are safeguarded. We must be ready. What happened to that Kamala Harris? Does Kamala Harris still believe we need paper ballots? I agree with Vice President Kamala Harris that we need paper ballots and that we should stop using voting machines because they can be hacked by foreign actors like Russia or China or Israel or Iran or anybody. Or, I don't know, maybe the CIA that doesn't want Trump in. Because Chuck Schumer said, they got six ways a Sunday. I'm a dirty rat. So where's that Kamala? She's running for president. You think that she would be all about election integrity right now? Do you think somebody might ask Kamala Harris about that? Oh, that's right. She's not taking any questions. She's not taking any questions. Neither is Joe Biden, by the way, from his fake White House studio. Yep, they're back in the fake White House studio. We'll have more on that. Back to the story. In New Hampshire, a cybersecurity firm found troubling security bugs in the Ukrainian national anthem written into a voter database built with the help of an overseas subcontractor. You remember how all these subcontractors were in Ukraine? Yeah, what about Ukraine meddling? Did we get any of that? Ukraine is heavily interested in the results of this election, given that they've made, oh, I don't know, $200 billion, $300 billion. off the last administration that they're likely to lose if Trump gets in. That's interesting. The probe unearthed some unwelcome surprises, software misconfigured to connect to servers in Russia, and the use of an open source code, which is freely available online, overseen by a Russian computer engineer convicted of manslaughter, according to a person familiar with the examination and granted anonymity because they were not authorized to speak about it. Oh, that old anonymous source. Convenient for Politico. But hey, okay, fine. It's the great Russian boogeyman, and they're hacking our election software. I read it in Politico. Very well known for truth-telling. Not biased at all. No. And I also heard from Kamala Harris. In fact, I believe it was, guys, see if you can find it in the 2 minutes before we go to break. I believe it was 2015 or maybe 14. Kamala Harris was a senator at the time. And she actually did, in live time, she showed how election machine, voting machine servers can be hacked. And they can change voting results. That was Kamala Harris. And she took to the floor of the Senate and explained this to all the members of Congress. And whatever happened. Well, I guess she continued that belief in 2018. She said we need paper ballots and voting machines can be hacked. I guess she continued that belief in 2019 when she said we need paper ballots because voting machines can be hacked. Now she's just running for president and she's silent on the issue. But I agree. I agree with Politico and I agree with Kamala Harris. We cannot trust voting machines because Russia may hack them. So they just had that clip from C-SPAN on the screen. What year was that, guys? They'll look it up. The point is, this is the one thing Kamala has remained consistent on, I guess, until now. This is the one thing Kamala Harris has been outspoken on, I guess, until now. And that's the risk that voting machines represent. But she's just running for president now, so I guess that's not a big deal to her now. Now that she's running for president, she doesn't seem to mind. But we should. We should protect our elections against Russian hacking, and we should get them off the internet, which they're supposed to be anyway. And we should probably just get rid of the machines that can be hacked altogether and just go with paper ballots. It's that simple. You know, it worked for my grade school elections. It worked for my high school elections. Oh, and she did it again in 2021. Harris says she watched a voting machine get hacked. She even did it in 2021. 2018, she did it. Amazing stuff.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison. and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state intelligence agency controlled coup for decades in this country. We didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spreading the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We try to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Warning. This broadcast is not for the weak-minded.
It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, we all agree with Kamala Harris. She's totally right. I don't know why it's not a bigger campaign issue for her and the Democrats. Well, I do know why. Because they're lying. They're going to cheat. They're using the Russian interference thing as an excuse. So it's the perfect thing. It's the same thing they do with abortion. The Democrats don't actually want to make abortion legal. Because then why would you go vote Democrat? They need abortion on the ballot every 2 years, and more importantly, every 4 years. They need abortion on the ballot. So they don't actually want to legalize abortion. That's BS. They'd rather have it as an issue to drive voters to the polls. So it's the same thing with now this election interference. They don't actually want to get rid of the machines. They don't actually want to get rid of the threat that a machine could be hacked or a voting result could be changed. As Kamala Harris said to the Senate, she said that. She said she witnessed it with her eyes. Guys, pull up that headline again. So then why isn't Kamala Harris, who's running for president, and they blame Russia on everything, they had a whole Department of Justice press conference today, they're already blaming Russia for stealing the 2024 election. So why aren't the Democrats saying we need paper ballots? Why aren't the Democrats warning you about the risks of voting machines like Kamala Harris has been doing since she was a senator? Because they want that. I don't know what they actually believe. I don't even know if they know what they actually believe. I just know that they want power. So they could easily rid us of this hacking threat by getting rid of voting machines. They won't do it because they want that excuse when they lose. This is Slate from 2016. Slate is left of Harris, probably. Now is the time to replace our decrepit voting machines. We can't wait until something goes wrong in the next election. How ironic. So Trump wins in 2016. They all blame it on the election machines and Russian hacking. Kamala Harris, for years as a senator, says we have to have paper ballots. I've seen voting machines be hacked and votes changed with my own eyes. That is what she said. And yet silence. Silence after Biden wins. And silence ahead of the 2024 election. Because it's going to be their excuse. They want the election machines out. They probably want them to be hacked. They would love to have that story and say, oh, Trump wins. Oh, voting machines were hacked. We can't certify. They want that. And so they're building the narrative. They're building it with the DOJ. They're building it with the FBI. They're building it with this Russian story. But that's their backup plan. That's their backup plan. Their plan that's ongoing right now is at the state level. And I've broken this down. I've been following this ad nauseum, all the legal battles, and I've explained why at this point on my map, I think Trump gets 270 electoral college votes. They're going to steal Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan. The Republicans have not had the legal victories that they've needed in those states, and likely they will be stolen. They've had legal victories in Nevada. They've had legal victories in North Carolina. They've had legal victories in Georgia. They've had legal victories in Virginia. I think Trump wins those states. Bad news out of Arizona. But the legal battles continue. America First Legal has sued to stop illegal alien voting in Arizona. They're suing all 15 counties in Arizona for refusing to move illegals from their voter rolls. In Virginia alone, this will change the results of the 2024 election. Governor Glenn Youngkin removed over 100,000 illegals from the voter rolls. See why the Democrats don't want the SAVE Act? And they say, well, there you already have to be a citizen to vote. Well, if you don't enforce the law, then it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. And they don't enforce the law. And then they change the rules. Illegally. So, there's a push in Arizona with 2 months till the election to get illegals off the rolls. It'll be hundreds of thousands. It was hundreds of thousands in Texas. It actually ended up being over 1 million with all the different factors. It'll be hundreds of thousands in Arizona. It would likely change the results of the election. The Democrats know it. That's why they're fighting tooth and nail to not clear the voter rolls. This battle's been going on all year. This was back in March, but let's just put it all on the table. Arizona's new voting laws that require proof of citizenship are not discriminatory. So the Democrats sued in Arizona, and they said, that's what I'm saying. They lie. They say, hey, you already have to show proof of ID. You already have to show you're a citizen to vote. And then they sue, and they say, that's racist. The Democrats sued in Arizona and said, you cannot force somebody to show a ID or to prove their citizenship because that's racist. And they lost. And a judge said, well, how is that racist? It's not. It's not discriminatory. So, yes, you can require proof of citizenship and ID. Democrats sued again. And they went to the Supreme Court in Arizona. They went to the United States Supreme Court, too. Supreme Court of the United States largely rejects GOP's request to reinstate parts of Arizona voter suppression law. This is what the Democrats call it, voter suppression law. Now, this outlet always misrepresents the truth. Democracy docket. That's just left-wing propaganda. The point is the Democrats went all the way to the Supreme Court to protect their steal in Arizona. Supreme Court allows Arizona to require citizenship proof for some voters. And then they went on and they said, they argued that, well, of 10 eligible voters in Arizona, only one can produce ID or proof of citizenship. Well, what the hell? What's wrong with the people of Arizona if that's true? The Republican National Committee had asked the court to put a pause on a lower court ruling against the 2022 law. And in a 5-4 decision, the high court granted part of the request, allowing Arizona to enforce, for now, a section that requires election officials to reject state voter registration forms that are submitted without a proof of citizenship. The provision will remain in effect as an appeal proceeds. So, again, you could register to vote. You could get a ballot. You could go vote without having to prove you're a citizen in Arizona. It's likely how they stole the 2022 elections. Carrie Lake is involved in this litigation. 5-4 decision at the Supreme Court that you have to prove you're a citizen to become a legal voter. You have to prove you're a citizenship. You have to prove your citizenship to register to vote in Arizona. The Supreme Court was 5-4 on that. Tell me why that wasn't 9-0. Tell me why that wasn't 9-0. And tell me why the Democrats don't want proof of citizenship for voter registration. We all know why. We all know why. How Arizona's 2024 election will be different after years of scrutiny. At the heart of former President Donald Trump's claim that the 2020 election was stolen was Maricopa County. It's a crucial battleground state. And it just gets into all the legal hurdles. And I've gone long here. So we'll cover more of this on the other side, as well as some of the other things that are going on. This is what we're really up against, folks. This is what we're up against. Legal battles in more than a dozen states to stop the Democrats from stealing the 2024 election.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combine it with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew. The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
InfoWars.com/show.
To get into what's going on in Arizona. And really, this isn't exclusive to Arizona, but this story out of the Washington Examiner really breaks it down. But there's something that is just sticking in my crawl, and it applies to Arizona, but applies to the whole country. And it's just so important for people to understand this. The original intention, the political science, if you will, the chemistry, if you will, that made up the democratic process. Because we live in a constitutional republic. And I'd love to hear a Democrat that talks about, you know, protecting our democracy and, oh, you know, the democracy and everything else. Okay, well, I'd love to hear a Democrat let's see where the commitment to democracy reaches its end with Democrats, or if they really believe in going all the way. Where if you have four people in a room, and it's a democratic process and how decisions are made, and you have four people in a room, and three of the people are rapists, men that are rapists, and then the fourth person is a woman, and they get to vote on consent. How do you think that democratic process works out? Or you have three wolves and a sheep, and they get to vote on what's for dinner. How do you think that democratic process works out? So, you see, this is why we're not a democracy. We have a democratic process for our political representation. But we are indeed a constitutional republic. You can't vote away my rights. And they don't come from the government. They come from God. So, not to get off on a tangent here, but to understand the larger problem that we face and how democracy has actually destroyed our country. If you want to put it quite simply, democracy has destroyed our country, and the democratic process is not how it was originally intended. And I'm not talking about only white landowners voting or women can't vote, whatever. I'm not even talking about that. And maybe there do need to be civics tests and basic aptitude tests for you to be able to vote. Maybe there is a reason to have that debate. Maybe you do need to have private property or land. Maybe you can have that debate, but that's not the problem. And you can point out that, oh, well, gee, look at what happened since women have voted and look at the results. Well, there's a fair argument to be made there, and it's undeniable. But yet the original chemistry of our democratic process has been destroyed, and it has now destroyed our country. It was never intended to be this way. Major population dense areas, somehow the founding fathers had this foresight. Major population dense areas, major metropolitan areas were never meant to determine the fate of the country. It was never meant to be that way. And there were all kinds of checks and balances in the democratic process to stop it from being this way. And this all ties into Arizona, by the way, and I'll explain it. Because it's Maricopa County. There's a reason why we have the Electoral College. Because if it was a popular vote, then probably the three major cities would control the results of every election. Los Angeles, Chicago, New York would probably control the results, or pick it. The three largest cities, the three most population-dense areas, would control the results of every election. That's why we don't have a popular vote. So that was at a national level. Then you have the state level. The senators were supposed to be selected by the state legislatures. So again, the population dense areas of a state could not control the fate of the Senate. One major city in a state could not control the fate of the state upon who gets sent to the Senate as their senator. Well, the Democrats changed those laws. And so basically now Maricopa County, Phoenix, Arizona decides who Arizona sends to the Senate. That's why it's Democrats. If you went back to the original intentions and you had the state legislatures deciding who gets sent to the Senate, guess what? I don't think the Democrats would ever control the Senate one time in the United States history. I don't think it would have happened one time. Go look at Pennsylvania. Go look at Illinois. Go look at Arizona. They're sending Democrats to the Senate every election cycle. But if it was up to the state legislatures, where the Republicans win, you'd never see a Democrat in the Senate. Because most of the counties, most of the state legislatures are red. See the genius of this? And so the Democrats changed the rules. And now the population-dense areas control the fate of the Senate. Look at the House representation. And this, too, comes into the local factor as well at the state level. But look at who you send to the House. The Democrats gerrymander in major cities so that they don't get 80 or 90% of the vote in downtown Houston. Houston is just a famous example, but you can look anywhere in the United States at this gerrymandering. Some cities are worse than others. Houston, one of the worst. You look at Houston. The Democrats don't need to win 80, 90% of the vote in Houston and then get one seat in the House. Instead, they can siphon off those votes. They can fracture Houston up into like four or five districts, and they just need to win 51% of the vote, and then they can send four Democrats to the House. And that's what they've done. So if you take these factors out of the equation, let's just look at two things that just policy-wise with an originalist interpretation of the political science. If you took out the vote to send the senators to Congress, Democrats would never run the Senate ever, not one time, maybe not one time in this country's history. And if you took out the gerrymandering in the population-dense areas, and the Democrats say they do it to fight racism, so if you took out the gerrymandering, the Democrats would never control the House either. The Democrats would never control the Senate or the House if we didn't have changes to the political chemistry. This is undeniable. This is just a fact. And then if you had an aptitude test to elect the president, Democrats would probably never win that either. But that's neither here nor there. So this brings us to Arizona. And so it's so important for people to understand this. Because we kind of focus on what goes on the ground on election days, or, you know, now we look at different voter fraud issues, or now we look at voter IDs, or we look at drop boxes and voting machines and all this other stuff. And that's fine. But sometimes you got to address the root cause. So, yeah, here's the famous graphic of the districts in Houston shifting and morphing and changing, because it's just all about how the Democrats can win. You know, if you have five districts in Houston or the greater Houston area, well, it's not good for the Democrats to just win one. They got to win three or four. So they gerrymander and they find a way to get the most votes out of Houston into the counties. So that's just a famous example. They do it everywhere. But it brings us to Arizona. So I just needed to get that off my chest. And we'll come back to the issue in Arizona and then some of the other states as well as we conclude our number one. Now, I could talk about this all week, but I just can't help myself whenever I get a good night's sleep to just implore you to try Good Night Sleep from InfoWarsStore.com. It's an incredible sleep aid. A lot of people have trouble sleeping. There's a litany of reasons. And, you know, I probably don't do all the things that you need to do when it comes to sleep. Like there's things you do to kind of rest your heart rate. And there's things you do to just get in the right atmosphere as far as the temperature and, you know, quiet and dark. I kind of struggle with that. Sometimes I like to keep the TV on. I like to keep the radio on, whatever. I'm sitting on my phone in bed until I'm done scrolling through X. So I kind of miss on those things, but thanks to Good Night Sleep at InfoWarsStore.com, I can still get a good night's sleep. And last night is probably the perfect example where, for whatever reason, I was in bed pretty early, but I was just scrolling through X. And before you know it, it's like, oh, 30 minutes go by. But then I was able to put my phone down and turn off the TV and pretty much just fell right asleep and slept very well through the night. So the whole day goes differently when you sleep good and when you don't. Good night's sleep, InfoWarsStore.com, 25% off the entire InfoWars MD line. The entire line of products is 25% off right now. Nerve Renew is in there. Joint Relief is in there. Turmeric 95 is in there for soreness and inflammation. The InfoWars MD line, all products 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
Finally, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock and now available for 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This specially formulated drink mix gives your body the essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and other beneficial compounds that support optimum health. Vitamin Mineral Fusion goes above and beyond the standard of vitamins and trace minerals. Our exclusive formula is loaded with 34 key ingredients, including vitamin C, E, D, B12, calcium, magnesium, zinc, selenium, L-glutamine, CoQ10, alpha-lipoic acid, folic acid riboflavin, and much more. Aside from bolstering your bodily functions, this drink mix is naturally delicious. And unlike capsules and vitamin pills, it's truly a pleasure to the taste buds. So if you haven't already, mix it up and take your health to the next level with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/.
Defending the truth on the front lines of the information war. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
press conference, if you will, with the FBI and the DOJ, building the framework to blame a Trump victory on Russian hacking. And so here's just some of that sniveling, weak Merrick Garland from earlier today in clip four.
Breaking news. The Biden administration taking a series of actions.
I'm sorry. Bad pitch on my part. I apologize. Yeah, this is actually, this is even better. I'm sorry. Bad pitch for me. So as all of this is going on, the DOJ, the FBI, Russian collusion, Russian hacking, Russian interference, this was MSNBC last night. So they're building it all up. So I apologize. Bad pitch for me. It's all, see how they're all working in unison here? The DOJ, the FBI, the fake news media, all working in unison to say Russia collusion, hacking, interference. All right, go ahead. This is MSNBC.
Breaking news. The Biden administration taking a series of actions to target what they allege are attempts by Russian-backed actors to manipulate public opinion here in the U.S. ahead of the presidential election, according to two senior U.S. officials. Joining us now is NBC's Ken Delanian. Ken, what more have we learned?
Just fake news after fake news.
Jose, this is being described by our sources as a whole-of-government action designed to target Russian propaganda and disinformation aimed at interfering in the 2024 election. It is said to include sanctions by the Treasury Department, law enforcement action by the Justice Department, and one of the focuses is on RT, formerly known as Russia Today, that network of Russian government-funded English-language websites and television platforms that was flagged all the way back in 2017 by the U.S. intelligence community as a vehicle for Russian disinformation and election interference. And at that time, the Justice Department required RT to register as a foreign agent. It remains to be seen exactly what actions the U.S. will take against RT today, but this does appear to represent an escalation in the efforts to try to purge the system of Russian propaganda and disinformation. What's interesting is that, look, the U.S. has been saying all along that not only Russia, but Iran and China, but particularly Russia, has been consistently trying to manipulate American public opinion with disinformation on social media platforms, use of fake accounts, and through RT, through its state-sponsored platforms, as they did in 2016. The difference now is that there are mechanisms in place, particularly on social media platforms, to try to stop and flag fake accounts before the influence operations spread too widely. So it remains to be seen what impact this Russian disinformation is having. But nonetheless, this is a stance by the Biden administration to say if you're violating U.S. laws and policies, we're going to come after
What's
you.
What's the law? What's the policy?
Attorney General Merrick Garland is expected to chair a meeting of the government's election task force today, this afternoon, with FBI Director Chris Wray and other officials, and he may have public comments to make about this effort at that time, Jose.
So you're not allowed to watch Russian television. You're not allowed to hear from Vladimir Putin if he gets interviewed by Tucker Carlson. You're just not allowed, and it's for your own protection. So Russia doesn't get to operate here. They don't get to have TV stations here. Whether they're lying or not doesn't matter. So, again, they're building up this narrative to blame a Trump victory on Russia. And this is all just, how do you even rank it on a scale? How much influence does Russia have on U.S. politics compared to China? How much influence does Russia have on U.S. politics compared to Israel? Is it even on the map? Probably not. Probably not. How many Democrat governor offices and Senate offices and House representative offices have Chinese spies in them? How many members of Congress have been paid six figures or seven figures from the Israeli lobby?
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, five, six, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Developments today dealing with Tim Walz receiving a subpoena, dealing with Kamala Harris stealing another Trump policy, and then what's the Democrat strategy when it comes to this school shooting? I think we see it, and maybe they've done some measurements as far as their stance on gun control is concerned. But I think I've got an idea. We'll explain that. But getting back to Arizona, and this applies to a dozen states where the Republicans have ongoing litigation to stop the steal, if you will. How Arizona's 2024 election will be different after years of scrutiny, and this is a really solid breakdown from the Washington Examiner. Legal hurdles, several legal cases over the state's voting system, are currently playing out that could have ramifications in races up and down the ballot for this November and beyond. In a partial win for the Republican-led lawsuit under 2020 Arizona voting law, the Supreme Court in August said the state can enforce proof of U.S. citizenship registration requirements for state and local races. And the Democrats are appealing this. They don't want you to prove citizenship. That's in Arizona. So the Republicans sued. They won at the Supreme Court. You have to prove you're a citizenship to vote in Arizona. The Democrats are appealing that. They don't want you to be able to prove you're a citizen to vote in Arizona. Why? Isn't the answer obvious? Why? Now, you're talking about tens of thousands of votes on this issue that would be off the rolls. Do you know how many votes? Do you know how many votes Biden beat Trump by in Arizona in 2020? About 10,000. See why the Democrats are fighting so hard for this? They need those votes. 2022 mistakes led to changes in Maricopa County. Maricopa County faced extreme scrutiny in the 2022 midterm elections after a problem with vote tabulators at about 20% of its polling locations. Do you know which polling locations? The ones that usually turn out for Republicans. Now, I understand a lot of people tuning in today don't tune in every day. They weren't tuned in during our 2022 election coverage or 2020 election coverage. So, folks, we covered this in live time. We talked to people on the scene. We had multiple reports from on the scene, media from Arizona. It was all the red areas in Maricopa County where the tabulators didn't work, and then they had ink problems, and then they had paper problems on the actual paper that was supposed to go into the machines. Some places they ran out of paper. But it only happened in the red areas. It only happened in the conservative areas of Maricopa County. So now they've got new printers and they've been doing mock elections and stress testing. And so they're supposed to not have these problems on election day. Who can vote? Voter registration for Arizona's general election ends on October 7th. 29 days before the November 5th election. Now, this is where the Democrats are really pissed off. And if they're trying to register people to vote, non-citizens specifically, they can't do it now. This is why they're appealing right now and trying to get that decision reversed to say that you don't have to prove you're a citizen to vote. So they're dying right now that they can't get as many people registered to vote Democrat illegally as possible in Arizona right now, as they have a month left to do it. And this decision will likely completely paralyze their plan. Completely paralyze it. And it used to be you did not need to provide proof of citizenship. Now you do. Now you do. Is mail-in and early voting available? When will votes be counted? Arizona voters can vote early by mail, in person, via Dropbox. Well, the drop boxes and early voting centers open 27 days before Election Day. Drop boxes on October 9th. And there will be cameras all over Arizona monitoring these drop boxes in live time. In live time. So that's different. That's thanks to Get Out the Vote, working with local law enforcement. The Democrats aren't helping. Who is on the ballot in Arizona? They are taking RFK Jr. off the ballot. So at this point, I don't know. Who does it help? Who does it hurt? I would guess RFK Jr. voters. I would measure it like this. And this doesn't apply to Arizona. It'll apply to Michigan, but it probably won't matter. They'll steal Michigan bigger, maybe even than they did in 2020. But I would say an RFK Jr. voter who's informed will go in there knowing he dropped out and vote for Donald Trump. If there's a Democrat or a liberal voter who's not informed and sees RFK Jr. on there, that will probably take away a vote from Harris and give it to RFK Jr. So I don't really know if that really hurts Trump in this regard. Probably hurts Harris more than anything if he was on the ballot. But RFK will not be on the ballot. The Arizona ballot will have Chase Oliver and Green Party candidate Jill Stein. By the way, you'll hear from her later coming up. They give Sheva Aya Duray a shout out here too as a potential write-in. And then you've got Kerry Lake running against Gallego for the seat that Sinema currently possesses. So it's going to be big. Arizona will be crucial. Arizona will be crucial. And then there's the certification. There's the certification that the Democrats are going to want to delay. There's the poll observers that the Democrats are trying to keep Republicans from being poll watchers. There's lawsuits ongoing about that as well, where the Democrats are breaking the law. Or they're just working with these state election boards. But I guess they're Democrats too. And they're saying, well, we're not going to follow the law and have one Republican for one Democrat and then an independent. We're just going to have 10 Democrats and one Republican. And that's illegal. So they're being sued for that. But I guess they're just hoping that these lawsuits maybe get tied up in the courts and then they can just have 10 poll watchers and nine of them are Democrats on Election Day. So there you go. Now in Michigan, Kennedy will stay on the ballot. So first the Democrats wanted Kennedy off the ballot because obviously, they assumed it hurt them. Now they want Kennedy on the ballot because they assume it hurts Trump, but I'm not so sure. I don't know if this makes a difference. All things said, I don't think RFK being on the ballot or not really changes the results in Michigan, but I would still go with my prior logic here that it hurts Harris more than Trump. I think an informed RFK voter knows he's not even running anymore and therefore will vote for Trump, whereas an uninformed liberal that just doesn't like Harris but knows Kennedy might go in and vote for Kennedy instead of Harris. So I think it takes votes from Harris in Michigan. But it was Kennedy filing a lawsuit to remove his name from the ballot, and the judge said no, which is strange, but I think that hurts Harris more than it does Trump anyway. So there you go. Now, that's just some of the legal battles. And this stuff will continue in dozens of states. But again, I still believe right now where it stands, Trump, 270 votes, electoral college votes is what Trump gets with my numbers right now. Crazy. But that's where I see it. And I think it comes down to Nevada. He doesn't have to win Pennsylvania. He doesn't have to win Arizona. But he does have to win Nevada to get to 270. Now, as these lawsuits continue and there's changes made, we'll continue to update that. But that's where I have it as of today. All right, switching lanes here. There was a shooting at a Georgia high school today. Appalachian High School received a phone call this morning warning about shootings, officials say. So that's CNN. They got a phone call earlier today. I mean, this is the official CNN headline. High school received a phone call this morning that warned about shootings, officials say. The high school at the center of today's mass shooting in Georgia received an earlier phone threat, multiple law enforcement officials tell CNN. Law enforcement officials in Georgia say Appalachian High School received a phone call this morning warning that there would be shootings at five schools and that Appalachian would be the first. Why was there no response? Why was there no response? And who made the phone call? 14-year-old Georgia shooter identified, faces murder charges, will be tried as an adult. Who made the phone call and why was there no response? You know, this stuff is so frustrating because sometimes you have to deal with the reality of your situation, even if you don't like it. I don't like the reality of the situation that a school shooting is now a potential threat. I don't like the reality of that situation, but that is the reality. So I have to act accordingly. Why aren't there police officers assigned to all of these schools? You couldn't put a single squad car at every school in America? You're telling me that these districts with their police officers couldn't just put a squad car at every school every day? Oh, I guess not, because the Democrats defunded the police. How convenient. How convenient. We don't have enough police officers so that we can put a cop car at every school just sitting in the parking lot right there by the entrance monitoring the school. We don't have the manpower because the Democrats defunded the police. You know, the situation is so bad in Austin now with theft. And it's not just Austin, obviously. It's probably nothing compared to San Francisco, New York, these other areas. But now if you go to the grocery store, they have security. They have an armed security guard patrolling the parking lot, patrolling the entrances. I'm glad. In fact, most of these guys are veterans, InfoWars listeners. I chat with them. So we have armed security for our grocery stores because there's a threat there. Why don't we have armed securities for our schools if there's a threat there? Because the Democrats stood down police. And the Democrats don't want there to be armed teachers. If a teacher wants to be armed, if a teacher doesn't want to be armed, let them. Let them. And what classroom do you think you'd want to be in if, God forbid, a shooter comes in? Would you rather be in the classroom where your teacher is armed and trained how to use a firearm, or the one where the teacher is not armed and not trained? Again, I don't like the reality of having this conversation, but here we are, and we continue to have it, and no amount of legislation will stop the next school shooter. It will not happen. So the questions here are pretty obvious. Why don't we have security whether it's the teachers or a patrol car in front of every school. But then in regards to this story today, who made the phone call warning the school and why was there no response? Four lives could have been saved. Last I saw, four people dead and 30 others wounded. So how is it that a phone call is made warning there's going to be a shooting at the school and there's no response and law enforcement knew about it? Or was this the school telling law enforcement afterwards? Who stood down when this warning came in? Who stood down? Four lives could have been saved and many others wouldn't have to endure the wounds that they're facing today. Now, the Democrats, you see this and you'd say, well, they're obviously going to be campaigning on gun control. I wonder about this. We have heard Harris, well, and Biden when he was running, he's out. He's playing fake president now. They literally have a fake White House studio that he does, I guess, where he's signing fake bills to. I don't know. Oh, hey, Joe, here, just go pretend like you're signing a bill in this studio. And then he's dazed and confused. Doesn't even know what's going on. We'll have that for you. But Kamala Harris has said she will ban assault weapons. Now, they can't define an assault weapon. We all know what it means. Guns, scary guns. So really, they'd like to ban all guns, but they'd like to start with anything that's not a handgun, I would say, is where they'd really like to start. Because they won't define assault weapons, so you can only interpret what they mean. My guess is when they say assault weapons, they obviously mean any form of a rifle, probably a shotgun, anything that's not a handgun, that's what they consider an assault weapon, is my guess. But, I mean, hell, I could go down to a bowling lane and a bowling pin or a bowling ball or, like, one of the trophies in a trophy case I could use it as an assault weapon. The question here is, will the Democrats campaign on gun control? How many times will Kamala Harris say she will ban assault weapons? Is that really a popular stance? Is that really what people want to hear? Yeah, hardcore leftist, liberal, progressive Democrats love that message, but I don't really know if they think that helps or hurts them in an election. Probably more people don't like hearing you're going to ban assault weapons than people that do. And the hardcore leftists that say they want to ban assault weapons are probably already going to vote for you anyway. So I don't know. Now, Kamala Harris doesn't – she's not taking any questions from the press. But Karine Jean-Pierre is. And Tim Walz has also said, oh, you know, the weapons I carried into war. Well, he lied about that. But so Walz has even campaigned on getting rid of assault weapons. But they've kind of been silent on it recently. So they're not really campaigning on that. By the way, the Kamala Harris website still has no policies. You're less than a week away from the first debate, and you still have no policies. And by the way, there was supposed to be the first presidential debate tonight. The first presidential debate between, well, you already had it with Biden and Trump. Biden, they ran a coup on him. He's gone. It was supposed to be Trump-Harris for the first time tonight on Fox News. The Harris campaign, the Harris team, declined the invitation. So Trump instead will do an hour-long town hall with Sean Hannity in place of what should have been the debate. Trump should shut up an empty – they should put up an empty chair on the stage, or like a Kamala Harris cardboard cutout as like a joke, like, well, this was Kamala's seat. She was invited. She didn't show up. Or, hey, look, it's the cardboard Kamala Harris cutout. And actually, this cutout has a higher IQ than the real Kamala Harris and probably is more honest, too. So we decided to bring her in here, put like a cackling laugh box on it or something. So you were supposed to have a presidential debate tonight. Kamala Harris and her team chickened out. They don't want her on the stage with Trump on Fox News. So that's not happening. So instead, it's going to be just Trump. So Harris isn't taking questions from the press. Walz isn't taking questions from the press. Walz was at some event yesterday, and somebody, the press started asking him questions, and he literally ran away. Kamala Harris is wearing headphones when she gets off the plane or is getting on the plane now to avoid questions from the press. She's like, oh, headphones. Oh, I can't take questions. So I don't know if they're going to commit to campaigning on banning assault weapons or going against guns. So maybe, though, maybe they use Karine Jean-Pierre for that policy. Maybe they use Karine Jean-Pierre for that voice box. So here she is today. And again, she's not supposed to be in charge of policy. That's why I think there's a strategy here. So maybe Harris and Walz are like, hey, let's not talk about gun control out of our mouths, but we can have Karine Jean-Pierre as kind of a, it's kind of our syndicate here. And she can kind of have our talking points on gun control, and people will just know that's our stance without us actually saying it. And so now Karine Jean-Pierre is doing policy with 2 months from the election. A new role for her. And, yeah, go ahead, guys. And I don't know why I can't find on my list. Go ahead.
As the president has said time and time again, this is not normal. This is not normal. Students and teachers deserve to know that their schools are safe. They should focus on learning, not lockdowns. While the president and vice president have taken historic action to reduce gun violence, more must be done to keep our schools and communities safe. We continue to call on Congress to do something, to do something. We need universal background checks. We need to ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, require safe storage of firearms, invest in violence prevention programs, and pass a national red flag law. Enough is enough. And I cannot say this enough, which is enough is enough. We cannot allow this to happen in our communities. We cannot allow this to happen in our schools.
So is that official?
So we have to do everything that we can.
Democrat policy then? Is that official Democrat policy? Is that a Biden policy? Is that a Kamala Harris policy? Or is Karine Jean-Pierre doing policy? Oh, we need to do everything to stop the next school shooting? Okay, I agree. Let's have police officers at every school, a patrol car. Let's see. What do you think Kamala Harris thinks about that, guys? Go ahead.
That their schools are safe.
And then also, again, what we need to do about taking demilitarizing our schools and taking police officers out of schools.
Oh.
We need to deal with the reality and speak the truth about the inequities around school discipline.
Oh, that's Kamala Harris running for president in 2019 when she got no votes and was the first to drop out, saying we need to remove the police from schools. So again, is Karine Jean-Pierre getting into policy? I mean, I could sit there and respond to what she's saying. She's supposed to be the White House press secretary. Is she doing policy now? Is that a Biden policy? Is that a Harris policy? Or is she just the voice box for them? Do you think Kamala Harris will answer the question? Oh, she's got headphones in. Oh, sorry.
Nitric Boost, Turmeric 95, high quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hello,
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections, mass ratings, vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss, it equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taking place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
InfoWars.com/show.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Share this message right now at band.video.
All right. Tim Walz has just been subpoenaed for a COVID-19 fraud situation. House Education Committee subpoenas Tim Walz over Minnesota nonprofit COVID-19 fraud. They issued the subpoena today in relation to a nonprofit in his state that has been charged with defrauding the government during the COVID-19 pandemic. Yeah, this one actually has been going on for a while. We've covered this before, but Walz has never been brought in until now. Do you recall the Feeding Our Future story where they were taking hundreds of millions of dollars? The Minnesota-based Feeding Our Future has been accused of misusing $250 million in taxpayer funds that were meant to go to hungry children. The federal government has charged more than 70 people associated with the nonprofit, and five of them have been convicted of fraud. The group allegedly submitted the names of fake children receiving free meals during the pandemic. So, I mean, who knows what Walls had to do with it. Perhaps we shall find out. The Democrats are already scolding the Republicans for this subpoena that went out today. Why not get to the bottom of it? I thought we were all about transparency. This is from the Committee on Education and the Workforce, specifically from Chairwoman Virginia Fox. Dear Governor Walls, the U.S. House Committee on Education and the Workforce is engaged in ongoing oversight of the United States Department of Agriculture and the Minnesota Department of Education's administration of federal child nutrition programs and Feeding Our Future. As the chief executive and the highest ranking official in the state of Minnesota, you are responsible for the MDE and its administration of FCNPs, Article 5, Section 3 of the Constitution of the state of Minnesota, which lays out the powers and duties of the governor. States in part that the governor may require the opinion in writing of the principal officer in each of the executive departments upon any subject relating to his duties, and he shall take care that the laws be faithfully executed. Which, of course, he didn't. Or he's just an incompetent jackass allowing $250 million to be stolen and misused. He has until September 18th to produce what has been requested of him and an inquiry. Good. That'll be good. And again, the Democrats are already running defense. They don't want to know about the $250 million in stolen funds and fraud that went on. Probably all Democrats that ran it. By the way, Tim Walz's family is now actively campaigning for Trump. They've even made shirts, Walz's for Trump. So it appears nobody in his family likes him. And his family members, including his own brother, think he's a scumbag. So the Walls for Trump. That's something, isn't it? That's something. Now, will they get a platform? No, but if it's the Kennedys against RFK, they get platformed everywhere. They get book deals. If it's the Trumps against Donald Trump, they get platformed everywhere. They get book deals. But not the Walls for Trump, not the Walls against Walls. They aren't going to get the phone call. They aren't going to get the invite. No, 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 no. Kamala Harris to propose expansion of small business startup tax deduction. Wait a second. Where have I heard this before? Where have I heard this before? And she's going to introduce this at a speech in New Hampshire today, which we'll have more on that in a second. And guys, I just sent you another video. That'll be clip 18. Just pull that in for me. So, as part of Harris's new policy, she would expand the startup expense deduction for small businesses to $50,000. Currently, business owners can deduct up to $5,000 in startup expenses. You know, it's all ridiculous. Just get the damn government out of our lives. How about that? How about just get the damn government out of our lives? Just let us operate freely without the government looking over our shoulder and into our pocketbooks and our wallets. How about that? But wait a second. This sounds familiar. Oh, indeed. This was a Republican plan. This was a Trump policy from 2018. The American Innovation Act, which passed the Republican-led House. So, again, this is a Trump policy of increasing the startup expense deduction. It was a Trump policy, and Kamala Harris has now stolen it. Hey, good, I like that. Keep stealing Trump's policies. She's not going to. I mean, think about it. Oh, we're tax unrealized capital gains. Oh, we'll give you a deduction over here, though. It's unbelievable. Just cut taxes and then keep cutting them and then cut them again. And then if you see any more, just cut those ones, too. So first, this is from a radio station in New Hampshire talking about the buses coming in for Harris from Massachusetts for the rally, clip 10.
So the nominee for the Democrats, Kamala Harris, is in New Hampshire. It kind of became news this week, no details. Northampton, New Hampshire, at a brewery, Northampton. And yet I'm getting, and it's a New Hampshire event. Northampton happens to be in New Hampshire. We're getting listener calls, eyewitness accounts, that buses on Route 1 are coming in from Massachusetts, full of Massachusetts people, one would presume, going to the event. Sue Polidor, one of our listeners, witnessing this on Route 1 this morning. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning, Jack. I so happened to have an appointment in Hampton, and I was greeted with this lovely event. Lots of yellow buses from the Yankee line. I must have counted at least half a dozen of them. And as I approached the area where the brewery is, the Department of Transportation created a parameter using just about every single truck they have in the area.
And so now we actually have the footage of the buses. This is just coming in. Now, go ahead and put it on the screen. This is nothing new. They did this in Atlanta. They did this in Georgia twice, actually. They did this in Arizona. They're doing it in New Hampshire. They're busing them in from Massachusetts. It's all AstroTurf, folks. It's all AstroTurf. So here's all the buses that the Democrat Party paid for, or one of the Harris super PACs. It's Democrat money. How many did we see, guys? I mean, I've lost count. There's dozens of these buses. They rent dozens of buses, and they take people from Massachusetts to New Hampshire because they have to fill the seats at the Harris rally. Otherwise, nobody would go. But she's so popular. No, it's all fake. It's all hype. It's all people being bussed in. It's all people getting paid to promote, paid to be there. But notice they don't talk about Kamala Harris crowd sizes anymore. They're silent on that now. So they bust them all in, folks. They bust them all in.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products, like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
The eugenicists, over 100 years ago, were very public about their plans. They financed major universities, they ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us
and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Heart defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful body's formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Body's is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Lasted 30 minutes max. Trump speaks for like hour and a half, sometimes 2 hours. Harris goes out there, reads off a teleprompter in a fake accent for like 20 minutes. You know what I've realized about the Harris thing, and I've said it before. It's like a woman who's been dyeing her hair for so long, she doesn't even know what her natural hair color is. It's the same thing for Kamala Harris. This woman has been faking her way through life, whatever it takes, pandering to whoever it is she needs to pander to reach the next level of prestige and power. And now she's like at the final level, she's running for president, and she doesn't even know who she is anymore. She doesn't know how she talks. She doesn't know what she believes in. And so that's where we're at. And it's really about as cringe as it gets, how phony this woman is. Man, I mean, It's almost like you got to wonder what the Democrats are thinking. You got to wonder, because to me, this whole thing behind the scenes is a complete debacle. They ran the coup on Biden and they really thought Harris was the way to go. Maybe they overestimated her sway with black Americans or women. Maybe they underestimated just how cringe and phony she would be on the national stage. Maybe nobody else in the Democrat Party wanted to run against Trump. But really, this is what you got? This is what you're giving the Democrat voters? I don't know how I can get much more phony than this. I don't even know. They uploaded this to all of Harris's social media. Somebody explain to me why. See if you can figure out what value this clip that they uploaded all over Harris's social media, like this is some, like, does this make her relatable? I don't know. To me, this just shows what a phony she is. She doesn't know, she doesn't even know who she is. She doesn't know how she talks. She doesn't know what she believes in. She doesn't know how she was raised, where she was raised. And you can just see the forced, the total just phony behavior from Harris. But they upload this clip like somehow this is endearing. Here it is, clip 12.
Oh, wait. Well, okay, come on. The kids have to come forward. Come on, you guys. Okay, who do we have here?
Hi, Evan. Nice to meet you.
Sorry.
No, you're working. You're working. This is all good. If you didn't, I'd be wondering, is he really working? Right?
Well,
there you go. Well, of course.
Sometimes I think he just puts a little sauce on
it. What is that? But again, it's Biden at the beach. Nobody cares. It's Kamala Harris at a barbecue restaurant. Nobody cares. If Trump went to the beach, it'd be total fanfare. It'd be a bonanza. If Trump went to a barbecue place, it'd be party on. Trump would. Let's see. I hear you have really good pork sandwich. We're going to get a pulled pork. What do we want? We want 20 pulled pork sandwiches. Lots of barbecue sauce, really a lot of it. We hear you got the best. And we want 20 of the brisket, right? We want the brisket, and we want 20 of the brisket, and some, let's get, how many iced teas do you think we need here? How many people here? We got 50, we get 50 iced teas, okay? That's great, okay, everybody have fun. And it'd just be, oh, everybody be having, it'd be a big party. Harris brings zero energy to the arena. There is no atmosphere. The people sitting there having their barbecue could not care less that Kamala Harris is in the house. They probably don't even know who she is. Look at the polls. Oh, look at the hype. She's brat. Yes, queen. Give me a break with it. But what is that video? I asked the crew here. What's that, guys? So here's another clip. This is the same barbecue joint. I mean, look. I just call balls and strikes. I mean, it's not like I hide my politics here. Oh, Walls is there with her, too. It's not like I hide my politics here. But, I mean, really, most of what we do here is just calling balls and strikes and reporting the news. So you can be the biggest Trump hater. I mean, I don't even care. You can be a far left winger. Do not pretend like Kamala Harris is 1% as popular as Donald Trump. Do not pretend. Do not pretend that if Donald Trump went to a barbecue restaurant, the place would be bumping. They'd be lining up outside. Remember when he went to the bodega? They'd be climbing on light posts. They would be climbing onto the rafters. They would be hanging from emergency fire escapes. Kids climbing onto daddy's shoulders. Harris goes out. Nobody gives a damn. It's like, hey, when do we get out of here? Give me a break with it. But what? I mean, is that them trying to recreate that Trump energy, or is that them trying to make Kamala and Walls seem like, look, they're one of us. They eat barbecue. There's never been a bigger phony. Part of me, I'm going to be honest, though. It's not like I hate Kamala Harris. I mean, if she became president and started enforcing policies that destroyed my life and my country, maybe the emotions would change. It's not like I have this seething vitriol for Kamala Harris, but part of me sees this and actually feels bad for her because she's lost in her own act. She's completely disappeared in her own routine where I really don't even think she's not consciously faking it. She doesn't know who she is. She's had so many body language coaches. She's had so many speech coaches. She's been faking it for 30 years, and she doesn't even know who she is anymore. She can't even find herself anymore. And so it just gets phonier with every day. It's just more phony the day after the next. Hey, look, Kamala Harris eats barbecue like me. Oh, look, she had, oh, she, is that barbecue sauce on your shirt? What the hell is that? Man. It's not going over well for her, though, as the Green Party is turning against the Democrats as well. But there's no energy there. There's no organic enthusiasm. There's no gravitas to Kamala Harris. Nobody cares. They could walk into the busiest train station, bus station, restaurant, Central Park, and nobody would care. They'd be like, ugh, gross, get me away. If it was Trump, the place would be teeming. If it was Trump, the energy would be hype. It would be organic. There'd be a buzz. There'd be an atmosphere. Sorry, can't fake it. Sorry, you just can't fake it. Nice try again, though. You failed. All right. We got guests coming up to talk about some of the things going on with the Biden crime family and some court developments that are coming up. And maybe this is why they removed Biden from the race. But they say, oh, Russian. No, it was Hunter Biden's laptop. It wasn't Russian propaganda. So we're going to have more on that. We're going to have more on what's going on as far as the Green Party now turning on the Democrats. Now, if you're like me, you know, you can tell when you're not taking your supplements. You skip a day or two, you can really tell the difference in your energy, your vitality, everything else. And so cannot recommend the supplements at InfoWarsStore.com enough. And one of the supplements that I really can tell if I take a day off or if I run out and I don't have any, and that's Bodies, the ultimate turmeric formula, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And especially, you know, if you go out and run for the first time in a while, you got that stiffness, you kind of got that soreness, Bodies is a huge relief, huge relief. Known turmeric is known for anti-inflammatory support, flexibility support, joint support. And so if you go out, you do a big lift, you haven't lifted weights in a while, you go out and do a big lift, that soreness, that inflammation, huge relief with Bodies. That's why I like it. Now, a lot of people use it for different reasons. You can go read all the 5-star reviews at InfoWarsStore.com for yourself, but I cannot recommend Bodies enough, especially if you're active. That's what I like it for. InfoWarsStore.com, Bodies, 25% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide. Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get your Ultra 12 and other great products for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The program that strikes fear into the heart of the elite. It's the War Room. Here comes Owen Schroyer.
All right, so the Green Party candidates are Jill Stein and I forget the vice president nominee's name. I think it's Butch something. It's not on my list here, but they are responding. These are probably the true liberals. If there's a party of more classical liberal or kind of left-wing environmentalism, it's the Green Party. And now they're getting into it with the Democrats, specifically AOC. And so here is the vice president for Dr. Jill Stein, and then we'll go to Jill Stein after that. But first, her vice president choice, clip 14.
I heard a rumor that AOC Pelosi, holder of the land speed record for quickest betrayal of the people, has had something to say out the side of her neck about my sister soldier, Dr. Jill Stein, and called our behavior predatory. Interesting. See, we don't take no PAC money. We are not knee-deep in Raytheon and Lockheed Martin and y'all's blood money. So we can't come out every day. We come out every 4 years when it's time to give the American people a choice. And in the meantime, Greens are on the ground working park and recreation boards, city councils, mayor's offices, while y'all are partying at your Met Gala and muzzling Palestinians. Predatory. Predatory is murdering 200,000 people in 11 months, and then when they try to speak up, muzzling them when they come up on the stage. You slaughter Palestinians like animals, and then you muzzle them like animals. And I have seen the data. We already know that you have lost Michigan. We already know that you have lost Pennsylvania. We already know that you have lost Georgia, and that's why you're panicking. You went from 65% of the Muslim vote in those places to under 20%. You're finished. Dead man walking, AOC Pelosi. And you saw the numbers where 29% of Muslims across the nation are voting with Jill Stein and Butch Weir. And they haven't even seen us on the stage yet. Your cosplay activism, NARC, means nothing to real public servants. Because y'all are some politicians that sold out for the dough. The worst part for you is that you never saw us coming. But when your party is broken, crashing and burning in the disastrous genocide, soaked in blood.
All right, so that's Butch Weir, Jill Stein's vice president candidate. Are they going to come out and endorse Donald Trump eventually because they realize the Democrats are evil too? Here's Jill Stein in clip 16.
You're just showing up once every 4 years to do that? You're not serious. You're not authentic. To me, it does not read as authentic. It reads as predatory.
Jill here. I'm about to board, but very quickly, I just wanted to thank AOC Pelosi so very much for her very authentic concern about growing green power. Clearly, AOC is the attack dog du jour, and the Democrats are running scared, and they should be, because who wants to support a genocide? Who wants to vote for a genocide? And if there's anything that's predatory here, it's saying that your candidate is working tirelessly for a ceasefire when actually they are actively funding and arming genocide and actually refusing to even consider an arms embargo, which would bring the genocide to a screeching halt. AOC, who's supposed to be in leadership of the Democratic Party, it's amazing if she doesn't know about the anti-democratic tactics and strategies that the Democratic Party uses to crush and silence political opposition. They've been hiring an army of lawyers to throw competitors like me off the ballot. They've been hiring infiltrators and saboteurs and publicly posting job advertisements for those positions. They've been hijacking our public funding in order to keep us off the ballot. And they actually impersonated the Greens to throw us off the ballot.
Okay, so this is an interesting development, and I don't think it's irrelevant here. I mean, I wasn't aware of this, but after seeing this, so all the anti-Israel protesters, which I don't know if they have enough numbers to really impact an election, maybe in a tight race, they're all with the Green Party and turning against the Democrats. So you see, everybody's turning against the Democrats right now. Like, only the dumbest people think the Democrats are any good.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics, joint relief max, nerve renew, prostate support, collagen, superfood greens, turmeric, ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWars MD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's a beacon for patriots worldwide. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, so today, the DOJ, the FBI, and the fake news media all came out. They're drumming up the Russian collusion, Russian interference, Russian meddling, Russian, Russia in the 2024 election. And so this is the same thing that they did after 2016. It's the same thing that they did in 2020. But if you look at the 2020 election, they tried to blame two stories that were very real, the Hunter Biden laptop and the Ashley Biden diary, on Russian interference or Russian meddling. And they denied it. And they said, nope, laptop's not real. Nope, diary's not real. Well, they both were real. The individuals who reported both of those things are joining me now. And also, if it's not real enough for you, it's real enough for them because they're involved in litigation dealing with it. Now, guys, obviously with Biden, they ran the coup against Biden, so he's out. But I think that this story is still relevant because they're trying to bring back the Russian narrative, which they used in 2020 to censor the laptop, censor the diary. You've got Hunter Biden coming up in court dealing with this, probably his unclaimed pay-for-play money when he wasn't registered as a foreign agent. So, I mean, it's going to expose, potentially could bring down the whole Biden crime family. The Democrats, the media were hiding it. So I do think there are still implications with this story. And so let's dig into this. And Patrick Halley, Garrett Ziegler are joining me. Let's start with Garrett. I know you're involved in litigation dealing with the Biden laptop that they said was fake, but was actually very real.
Yes, we have been sued by Hunter. We were sued last September. And even if someone doesn't know that we're not a PAC, we're a C3. And so the fact that Joey was cooed was, first of all, ironic and delicious and justified, but it doesn't affect our mission at all. And I don't want people to, you know, abandon the fight just because, you know, they lied and now there's a new lie. This lie is still affecting us. And, you know, the proof of that is that Hunter starts tomorrow in L.A. I'll be out there. It's a 9-count indictment, Owen, and 3 of them are felonies. And it goes right to the heart of what Patrick and I have talked about for years, which is Joey was the silent partner, the silent chairman. And they're suing us because we haven't let up on the story, basically. They're suing us under the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act, saying we hacked into his laptop. It's absolutely ridiculous. I received a copy just like dozens of other people on the right have received a copy. The reason why they're suing us is because we've went through it with a fine-tooth comb and played with it like a Rubik's Cube, basically, and put all the stuff out there for free. That's what I want your viewers to know. You can go to BidenLaptopEmails.com right now and view and download every single email. And the story isn't just about Joe, although he is the main story. There's other side plots to this. For example, Kamala Harris is in the laptop. So it's really a new Rosetta Stone. The laptop emails aren't just about Joe, aren't just about Hunter. You get an inside view into the entire machine. It's not just Foreign Agent Registration Act violations. It's money laundering. It's what they call sex workers. You're going to hear that phrase a lot this week. That's because it paints Hunter in a good in a better light because they know how common prostitution is. No, Hunter was corresponding with the actual pimps. He didn't just deal with the hookers themselves. He was dealing with the top guys, the people who run women. And that's why we care about it. And that's why we put together this dossier that's free to read at BidenReport.com. And that's the story. We're, you know, Owen, we're being sued in the same court that Hunter is going on trial in tomorrow. We're sued in the Central District of California, and our judge was appointed by Hunter's daddy and the one that decided on our recusal motion because we wanted the judge to recuse himself.
Yeah, that seems obvious.
He gave $2,000 to Joey in 2020, was appointed by Hunter's daddy. And the only person on planet Earth right now that can promote Hernan Vera, our judge, is the plaintiff's daddy, because he's the president. So when we filed for a recusal, that recusal motion was decided by another appointee of Joe, Monica Almadani. And Patrick wrote about that this week and is one of the few people to do so. We're getting buffaloed. The overall point is this story isn't going away. They are still wanting to inflict pain on everybody who exposes, and it took guts like Patrick, who's broken many stories on this matter, not just the diary, but the fact that Hunter had an Ashley Madison account, and he blamed that on the Russians. So to as a segue to your opener, Hunter blamed his Ashley Madison affair account on the Russians back in 2015, and Patrick wrote that story.
Oh, yeah, the Russians were stealing his identity to start a Ashley Madison account, I'm sure. Well, by the way, and I think I told you this before, but for the audience, Garrett actually sent me the entire Biden laptop book. They turned it into a book. He just flashed it on the screen. It's also available online. But he sent me that book that is now in the Federal Correctional Institution of Oakdale, Louisiana's official library.
I love it.
And believe me, the inmates there were very interested. It was a hot book as it was going around. As soon as it got there, people saw it and they said, "Oh, what is that?" I told them, and everybody wanted to read it. So that's just a little fun thing for you there.
I'm glad you got it. They blocked it to another J6 scam. The J6 scam victim. I tried to send it to him in. I think it was Wisconsin, and they rejected it for absolutely no reason. The BOP is a disaster, not just because they let Epstein get killed, but because they won't even accept. We consider this Samizdat. This is pure on Eastern European-like Samizdat, where the state does everything they can to stop this. We're completely suppressed on not just Google, but DuckDuckGo. We're completely suppressed on all the search engines. But if you go to BidenReport.com, it's free. Read the e-reader. Completely verified. They haven't sued us for defamation.
Well,
they're not going.
You bring up the sex trafficking angle, because that's what Marjorie Taylor Greene had said too. But Patrick, I'm sure you're going to be reporting on this ongoing case. There's always something. And see, until people have actually been through the process, and I try to vocalize this, but even so, it's so hard until you've been through the process when you're actually in that triangle of the courtroom and you realize that everything's against you, that justice doesn't even come into the equation. I mean, this judge would accuse himself immediately if this was about justice, but he's not. So, Patrick, I know you're going to be covering this case dealing with the Hunter Biden tax evasion Foreign Registration Act. What are you expecting is going to be going down? How much are they going to let people see? Are they going to let cameras in the courtroom? What's going to happen?
Well, it's going to be a struggle for transparency. It's very fascinating, as Garrett mentioned, you know, Hunter Biden's suit against Marco Polo. He's not alleging defamation. He's trying to claim that somehow Marco Polo allegedly illegally obtained the contents of the laptop, which is ridiculous. We know that Hunter left it behind at a Delaware computer repair shop, the same way that Ashley Biden left her diary behind at a rehab. And I haven't seen the mainstream media doing a lot of updates or corrections and all the smear pieces they put about out about me at the time. But that's okay. I persevered. I persisted. He persisted. And it's 2024 right now, and the paradigm has shifted in large part due to InfoWars. And so I think now we are beginning to realize that the level of criminality that the Bidens have engaged in and that the Democrats broadly have engaged in is staggering. And this is going to affect the election. Kamala Harris, Kamala Harris there. You can read the Kamala files at my website, patrickreports.com. I'm doing that until November. She is inextricably linked to a lot of the corruption that has gone on in the Biden-Harris administration. And so this election is going to be a referendum on the last 4 years, and it's going to be a referendum on the way that the government has been weaponized against the people. You grow up after you break something like the Ashley Biden diary story, and you realize that an entire party full of people with eyes wide shut masks are now coming after you. That's when you realize, that's when it gets a little lonely, and you realize, oh, wait, who are my real friends? But, of course, InfoWars and Garrett have always been my real friends. They try to portray citizen journalists like us like we're small-time crooks, you know, like we're, you know, stealing things, and we're just little rascals. But the fact of the matter is, I mean, we've been on the forefront of a lot of sophisticated investigative journalism that I think has changed the world, and I want to keep doing it.
Well, and by the way, and, you know, there have been some public statements made. I wasn't going to cover this because my original inclinations, I think maybe some of them might be true. Maybe there's some meat. But there's another independent news organization with independent reporters that are caught up in this latest Russian interference, Russian influence scandal that got indicted today. I wasn't going to name the names, but some people have actually made public statements now if you want to get an update. And I'm just sitting here saying, if it wasn't part of the Russian narrative, then it likely wouldn't happen. You know, they pick and choose what they're going to do as far as foreign influence is concerned. If they really wanted to be throwing indictments and getting, you know, cracking down on this stuff, then Hunter Biden would have been in court a long time ago. But, you know, dealing with the court case again tomorrow, when you say we're going to be struggling for transparency, what do you expect that to look like, Patrick?
Well, I think that, you know, Garrett, when it comes to the legal strategy, I mean, he's been working on this for a long time. And, you know, I'll be helpful in any way that I can. But, you know, he is, you know, very good lawyers. I know he's spending tens of thousands of dollars per month. We want to get as much information out there as possible. We don't want a lot of stuff going on behind closed doors. They always bank on stuff going on behind closed doors. And then it's months later, maybe even years later, before some FOIA happens, people find out what actually happened in the kangaroo court. So we want to hold them accountable. And, you know, I'm going to be like the Dominic Dunn of these trials, not to mention the Trump legal stuff too, and be in the courtroom. And you know, I think that reporting is basically like you're supposed to be an insider with an outsider's perspective. So if you can get inside the room but you're still an outsider at heart, that for me has always been what citizen journalism is about. And so, you know, we want to make sure that the people get all of the information about Hunter Biden. And if you want to talk about foreign influence, let's talk about China buying up the farmland in this country. Let's talk about Hunter Biden's firm investing in Bohai Harvest RST, which turned around and invested in the China General Nuclear Company, which was charged by the DOJ for nuclear espionage against the United States, or Hunter Biden being an unofficial lobbyist for Metabiota, the Ukraine biolab firm, which was being run by a colleague of Ghislaine Maxwell. These connections are all over the place. They are tainting Biden-Harris. Biden-Harris is a lot weaker than the media wants to pretend.
Well, I'll get back to the Kamala Harris angle with you, but I want to bring Garrett in here specifically because I would expect, and again, transparency is always going to be an issue, but I mean, it's kind of inevitable that when you're in the courtroom here, or maybe even when Hunter goes into court for this a tax evasion case, you know, all of this stuff is going to come out as evidence. I mean, I'm not asking you to reveal any legal strategy here, but I mean, it's kind of obvious. I mean, inevitably, stuff from this laptop and text messages is going to be accepted as evidence in court, so they can't deny it anymore. The Biden crime family was taking money, pay for play, when he was vice president. I guess the media's strategy is to just ignore it, and I guess the Biden crime family thinks they're just going to ride off into the sunset?
Well, timing is good for us in one respect. We have two, you know, there's two tracks here. There's our civil case in the Central District, and then there's the criminal trial starting tomorrow. Obviously, I'll be at both. The one back in June in Delaware, if they thought that brought up a lot of dirty laundry. This one coming up tomorrow won't even compare. I mean, they are literally going to have hookers and pimps testifying. The government has picked 30 people. Some of them will be pimps. In Delaware, back in June, his current wife, the 5'1" Melissa Cohen, who he married 6 days after meeting her, she got in my face and called me a Nazi and said I had no right to be there at a public trial. So these people are absolutely nuts. And the reason for me bringing that up is that they don't know how to respond when somebody doesn't, you know, be a bootlicker to them. If there will be so much dirty laundry exposed that I think Melissa and the Biden family will start crying in the courtroom in June, which was basically a stupid gun case about Hunter being on crack and he purchased a gun. I don't even think it should have been charged, but nevertheless, he was guilty of the act. They were basically gesturing, whispering, gasping in the presence of the jury, the American First family, so that you think that somebody would tell them before they got in the courtroom, hey, you ought to be a little bit stoic here. You know, this is like a criminal trial. You don't want to put a bad light on the defendant who you're sitting behind. But Melissa, when the laptop was introduced in evidence in Delaware in June, she was still shaking her head. She's still in denial. So Melissa's still on the first stage of grief. And I think Hunter and Kevin Morris, Patrick mentioned BHR. That investment's going to come up. That Chi-Com 10% is going to come up this trial. And Kevin Morris owns that now. He took that off of Hunter's hands. And Kevin sued us back in 23. Kevin sued us before Hunter. You know what Kevin sued us for? Intentional infliction of emotional distress. A 61-year-old male with tens of millions of dollars is such a pansy that he sued us for intentional infliction of emotional distress. It's absolutely pathetic. That's the sugar brother who got caught smoking the bong on his porch. So it all comes to a head. And remember, even if somebody were looking at this politically, I'm not, but if someone were, this timing is advantageous for justice because Joey, the Dems are going to put a lot of pressure on Joey to not issue a pardon or commutation before November 5th. So that means little Hunter is going to have to sit there like a big boy and go through his criminal trial. Because if he does do that, even though Joey's not at the top of the ticket, it's going to emit an odor around Kamala. So if there is a pardon or commutation coming, it's going to be after November 5th because they don't want it to affect at all because it's going to be a close election with the fraud and with the mail-ins. I don't think it should be, naturally. But if it is, they don't want anything tipping in Trump's favor. And Joey issuing a pardon to his decrepit criminal son is – and we can say that now because of the Delaware trial would not be good for Kamala because she wants to say that, hey, she was a part of this administration and she was the VP and look at all they did. But at the same time, the head of that administration is pardoning his own son. First time in American history, by the way.
Well, the media that covered up. And let's not leave the Obama angle out of this either. This is going to be really bad for Barack Obama when this all comes out. And I'm curious because thanks to the Judiciary Committee and the Oversight Committee, I mean, we've already had a keyhole view, if not a window, into these funds that were going around the Biden crime family, everybody getting their cut, 10% for the big guy. I mean, we have the bank records, and there's going to be more coming in the next months as well. Maybe when the Senate or maybe when Congress returns to session, they might be having a hearing on all of this stuff. But as I'm watching this stuff, Patrick, and you can find his reporting now at patrickreports.com. I'm watching this Kamala Harris campaign, and I'm just like, this has to be the worst campaign ever. And I know everything in real time, like Zen, you know, maybe gets amplified, but I think she's got to be worse than even Biden was as a candidate. At least with Biden, they kind of had COVID as the excuse to hide him. They don't really have an excuse with her, you know, talking about how she's making her greens and, you know, she's got different accents, whatever cities. when it comes to the Kamala files, how much of this is like Joe Biden's revenge? Like, okay, you want to coup me? I'll give you Kamala Harris. How much of this is Kamala even maybe putting her foot down saying, hey, Joe, I could destroy you too. So you're gonna put me as next in line. How did we get to Kamala Harris?
Well, I love pitting Democrats against each other. But, you know, when it comes to Kamala Harris, you know, she's a total fraud. And she is somebody who, I mean, look, You can only imagine what the Lincoln bedroom would be used for in a Kamala White House. I don't want to call her a lady of the night for certain political interests, but I mean, we're at risk of, I mean, this is a big national security problem. We can't have, a lady of that, of ill repute, you know, basically selling our White House. But, you know, you look at her background. On one half, she comes from a high caste Brahmin Indian family. Her uncle Gopalan is one of the top defense experts in India. And then on the other, side, you have, you know, she's Jamaican. She's descended from Hamilton Brown, who is a vicious white slave owner in Jamaica. Her father, Donald Harris, is a Marxist. He praised Karl Marx in the introduction that he wrote to a book by some communist Bolshevik revolutionary. And so she grew up, you know, sort of emulating Martin Luther King, even plagiarizing a Martin Luther King anecdote about how she supposedly wanted freedom when she was a little girl at the protest, right?
Yeah, she just ripped freedom, it off. Mommy, freedom.
Yes. So, you know, then she became Heels Up Harris, a lady of ill repute. Judge Joe Brown has weighed in on this and various others.
Oh, yeah, he's weighed in. He's put all of a heavyweight.
And she got to where she is, and she got to where she is through lying and through absolutely just taking advantage of people. She pretends to be an African American because she wears Converse, so I guess she's a black person from 1962, like Wilt Chamberlain. You know, she might have as many sexual encounters as Wilt Chamberlain, but
Wilt and Hunter could share stories. As somebody who's cataloged Hunter's exploits, Wilt and Hunter could. That would be a heck of a story time.
Well, we didn't have laptops back in Wilt's day, so.
Yeah, she might even score 100 points in a single game. But, you know, she's a total liar. There were these people, these black people on Treasure Island, which used to be a Navy base where they taught sailors radiological warfare. And it has all this radioactive stuff on it, the Navy found. And these black people were living there, and they were – this is like a – more than $1 billion development project that Nancy Pelosi's cousin worked for one of the partners on. And these black people actually went to Kamala Harris and said, hey, we feel like we have radiation poisoning. Are you going to do something about this? Kamala said, oh, yeah, vote for me and I'll do something about it. And then never did anything about it. I mean, it's par for the course. You can look at her scandal with the Freemasonic police force, the secret Freemasons, right, who were running a shadow police force. One of them was Kamala Harris's staffer. And now, thanks to muckraker.com, some new videos have come out with these secret Freemasons talking about how close they really were with Kamala Harris all along, right? And so, I mean, there's just so much brazen criminality, so much brazen thuggery. And then you get into the child sex trafficking, as I talked about in my movie Save the Babies, and I have more coming on this on band.video. Kamala Harris actually represented the government against a mother named Tammy Reif, whose son, Jonah Reif, was taken away from her by a judge and allegedly put into child sex trafficking. And Kamala Harris was tagged in to work for the state to try to persecute this mother who was sounding the alarm.
Oh, and let's not forget about the Catholic Church story in San Francisco that her fingerprints were all over as well. I'm stunned that hasn't come up yet. But, you know, we still got 2 months till the election. I suspect it will. I'm kind of waiting on that, or maybe I'll even bring it up.
In the baby parts, how she raided the people who discovered that Planned Parenthood was selling arms and stuff. That's absolutely nuts.
It's a party for sick people only at this point. You know, only sick people are still supporting Democrats, and that's why the Green Party's turned against it. People are leaving the Democrat Party, RFK Jr., Tulsi Gabbard, so many others, Elon Musk. It's just – it's a party for sick people now, and we got to defeat them coming up. And so we're going to be following – I know I'm going to be following Patrick's reports on band.video and patrickreports.com, and Garrett will be following your legal case as well.
Thank you.
God bless and Godspeed, gentlemen.
God bless
you.
Thanks for the opportunity, Ellen. God bless you.
Of course. And never forget, Marco Polo's book is sitting in the Oakdale Federal Correction.
BidenReport.com.
Boy, oh boy, that's not family-friendly stuff there.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD. Test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you are keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
You better thank a union member for sick leave.
Why are you talking like that?
You better thank a union member for paid leave.
You know, back before the war broke out, I was a saucier in San Antonio.
Let's just get through the next 64 days. How about
that? I bet I could call up some of them greens. Yeah, noodle some crawfish out the patty, yo.
That's Kamala Harris there for you. New accent every city she goes to. I don't even know if she's... I just don't think she knows how to talk. I really think she just doesn't even know how to talk. She's forgotten how she talks. She's forgotten everything about herself. Nothing about her is organic. She's been faking it for 30 years. And this is your final product. This is your final product running for president. All right, we got Joe Biden dazed and confused. In a fake White House, by the way. Yeah, literally. You can't even make this stuff up. Joe Biden dazed and confused in a fake White House. I think, though, you know, this segment is brought to you by BrainForce Plus and BrainForce Ultra. 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Biden needs it bad. I don't know. His brain might be too broke. But this could be the ultimate test. We need to get Joe Biden to try some BrainForce Plus, some BrainForce Ultra from InfoWarsStore.com. If it can fix Joe Biden's brain, it's the most powerful nootropic on the planet, bar none. You can't even, it's not even debatable. So we need to get a bottle to him. I think it's the only chance he's got. If there's a nootropic out there that can actually help Joe Biden think, it's BrainForce Ultra or BrainForce Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off. Now, I do a 3-hour broadcast a day, and so I like BrainForce Plus or BrainForce Ultra for mental energy and clarity to get me through a broadcast. But if you got a big presentation coming up, if you need to study for a big exam, you got a big interview, a long day, whatever the case is, or you just want to clear the morning fog sometimes too, just great to hit it in the morning, clears that morning fog right up. BrainForce Plus, BrainForce Ultra is incredible. It's 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And when it comes to focus and mental energy and clarity, I've never had anything like it. BrainForce Plus, BrainForce Ultra, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Just part of the sales going on our top-rated, top-selling products at InfoWarsStore.com. It's your support there that keep us on the air. Now, again, Joe Biden, he needs an extra dosage of BrainForce Plus and BrainForce Ultra. He needs maybe two doses because he's dazed and confused. Now, they have him in a fake White House, okay? They're bringing back the fake White House studio thing. It was never really explained what was going on. Just B-roll clip 6 for me. It was never really explained what the deal with this fake White House setup that they have. In fact, Joe Biden has spent more time with this fake White House studio than he has at the Resolute desk. I can't even recall the last time he was at the Resolute desk. It's very strange, actually. And, you know, I make the joke about how we need the plastic kitchenware for Democrats, and that's basically what this is. This is basically the plastic kitchenware for Democrats. It's a fake White House. It looks like an IKEA desk. It looks like some cheap, fake little, like, fake wood desk that they built in a second just so he had some. So it looked like a cheap chair, too. You can barely even sit down. I don't know what the hell is going on. It was never really explained why he has to have a fake White House studio, why he can't operate out of the Oval Office and the Resolute desk. But yeah, it's like kitty time for Joe. It's like tapioca pudding time for Joe. It's like, you're not really the president. You're not doing anything, but here's a fake White House. And here's a little desk for you to go sit down at with a pen and a binder and then just pretend you're president, you know, and just kind of pose for pictures. So I don't know what the deal with this fake White House studio is, but Joe Biden's at it again. And then when the media wanted to try to get some questions in after his fake little White House deal, he got extremely dazed and confused and needed help getting out of the room in clip 7.
May God protect our troops.
What more can the Congress be doing, sir?
President Biden.
Fiddling with his binder again, just fiddling.
President Biden.
Ignoring the press. Struggles to even pick up a cup. Man, what is going on with Joe Biden, folks? So it's this, it's like this weird thing where they kind of just want the Biden thing to go away. They want the Hunter Biden thing to go away, the Biden crime family thing to go away, the Biden presidency to go away, Biden himself to go away. Who is running the country? It's not Kamala Greens Harris. It's not Joe Biden. And the media covering the whole thing. I mean, this is a giant scandal. So it's like this weird thing. And I get it. Sometimes we control the narrative now. Other times the mainstream media still kind of controls it. And then we try to counter narrative it. I don't know how this thing isn't catching tread. This scandal is beyond proportions. But again, it's like they just want you to forget that they told you Joe Biden was sharp as a tack. They just want you to forget that they told you Joe Biden was the greatest president of all time. Literally, that's what they were saying. They put up lists. Remember, guys, they produced that list. They ranked the presidents. I think they had Joe Biden like number one all time. Joe Biden, I'm going to campaign with Kamala. I think he went to one event. This is a gigantic scandal. They lied to you about Joe Biden in the pay-per-play. They lied to you about Joe Biden and his mental fitness and his physical health. And now it's just like they just want it to go away. They just want to sweep it under the rug. And we're just supposed to forget or ignore that this is the president of the United States. This is the sitting, acting president of the United States. Oh, no, don't even think about that. And so he goes on vacation for 2.5 weeks at the beach. Then he, by the way, how are you securing a beach? And then he comes back and says, oh, I can't do public events. It's unsafe. As if he was the one that just got shot at. Then they bring him out for the first time at an official White House event, and it's a fake White House studio set. And he can barely even stand or walk. So am I just supposed to say, oh, okay, they want me to forget about Joe Biden, so I'll just forget it. Okay, they don't want me to talk about how they lied about his health. They don't want me to talk about how they lied about the 10% for the big guy and the pay for play. And now I'm just supposed to ignore that the president can barely walk or talk, and they have him at a fake White House studio like a movie set, and he can't answer questions. And I'm just supposed to move on. I'm just, okay, let's just let them sweep Biden under the rug. Let's just forget about it. He's only the president of the United States. Who cares? And it's like that's the mentality. So, okay, fine. I mean, we won't talk about the president of the United States can't walk, can't talk, disappears on vacation. They have him in a fake White House movie set studio. We just won't talk about it then. Okay, fine. Yeah, Hunter Biden due in court tomorrow. Didn't register as a foreign agent, taking millions of dollars, 10% for the big guy, all on the record, all on the bank records. We have the receipts. And then here's Joe Biden barely able to sit down at a fake White House in a studio. Okay, fine. I just won't talk about it, man. He's the smartest guy ever. Greatest president of all time.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs, only at InfoWarsStore.com. Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy By supplying me with BrainForce Ultra, I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. BrainForce Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in BrainForce Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalist at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
InfoWars.com/show.
Popular at old NYU? I wonder. Should be. But with all those liberal professors and Democrat propaganda, you wonder. Young Barron, attending New York University. Good for him. I'm sure. Daddy Donald, very proud. Speaking of, he is throwing some gas on a fire here. I wonder how this goes. From Donald J. Trump on Truth Social. Brittany Mahomes, Patrick Mahomes' wife, Patrick arguably the best quarterback in the NFL, won the Super Bowl. Trump, and has shown public support for Trump. Trump says, I want to thank beautiful Brittany Mahomes for so strongly defending me and the fact that MAGA is the greatest and most powerful political movement in the history of our now failing country. With crime and illegal immigration totally out of control, inflation ravaging all Americans, and a world that is laughing at the stupidity of our hapless leaders, it is nice to see someone who loves our country and wants to save it from doom. What a great couple. See you both at the Super Bowl and making a Super Bowl prediction. Now, again, there have been a couple NFL athletes that have publicly endorsed Donald Trump, but still the NFL is riddled with left-wing propaganda and you got to kind of tiptoe around the issues. It's not as bad as it once was. But the reason why I believe this is newsworthy is, I mean, Patrick Mahomes, I don't know if there's really a face of the NFL, but certainly Mahomes is one of the premier players and faces of the NFL. And he tries to stay out of politics. I don't want to say too much, but I'd say that the family's pretty conservative. But they try to stay out of politics and keep their lives private. But to me, this kind of applies pressure to the situation now, doesn't it? And I'm curious what the political culture at the NFL will be like. You know, Aaron Rodgers, another face of the NFL, MVP winner, was strong on Team RFK Jr., was even considered for a vice presidential pick of RFK Jr.'s. Now that RFK Jr. has endorsed Trump, does Rodgers publicly support Trump? I'm curious how this all shakes out. And you can boycott the NFL, and that's fine. But to not recognize the impact it has on the average American or the influence it has on the average American is just not to live in reality. It's still the biggest sports league and sporting event in this country. So I'm curious. You saw the Las Vegas Raiders posing for photo ops with Donald Trump. You've had the top paid NFL wide receiver, Justin Jefferson, that Trump actually predicted would be the richest wide receiver when he came to the White House after winning the national title with LSU. Trump said, this guy's going to be the richest wide receiver. He has the richest NFL contract for a wide receiver right now, Justin Jefferson. So I'm just curious what that culture is going to do, because with the Colin Kaepernicks and all this other stuff, it was really left-leaning, and they still do the left-wing propaganda. But if the players start to talk about Donald Trump and he's cool and posing for pictures, Trump goes to college football games, gets massive applause. It's a huge scene when Trump goes to the college football games. He's not gone to the NFL games, I'm guessing, because he called for the boycott and all the left-wing propaganda when he was president. I wonder if Trump shows up at an NFL game this year. I think it'd be a huge applause. I think it would be massive, and I think it would be a huge cultural win for Donald Trump. But maybe he's sticking to the boycott. But don't underestimate, folks, don't underestimate the influence of the NFL. Love it, hate it, watch it, boycott it. If you start seeing NFL athletes endorsing Donald Trump, by the way, this was a undercover video from O'Keefe Media Group where you have an NFL, I think it was a social media or media influencer coordinator talking about the players. And I guess he's saying some of them are conservative because he says they're homophobic. I don't know who gets classified as homophobic, except conservatives or Christians. Folks, what have I been telling? I came from the sports world. I told you most of these people are conservatives. They just don't talk about it for obvious reasons. I'm telling you, if that changes, that's like a dam breaking on the Democrat propaganda wall, folks. I'm telling you, it will be a dam breaking. So should we play a little bit of this? NFL Commanders VP of Content labels players as homophobic and dumb. Give me a minute or two of this. Go ahead.
Okay, just walk me through again your breakdown, your description of the Commanders players.
Over 50% of our roster, right, is either white religious and God says fuck the gays.
Meet Ryle Enti, the vice president of content for the Washington Commanders.
Another big chunk is very low-income African-American that comes from a community that is inherently very homophobic.
Ryle Enti goes on to say some of the NFL players are, quote, dumb as all hell.
Would you say most people who work
in the NFL? Yeah, I think he's going to be out of a job.
former boss. Would you say that they're just not very smart?
There's just obviously a spectrum, but yeah. I've met some very, very, very.
What about, like, players?
There's some that dumb as all hell.
Commander's VP of Content, Ryle Enting, discussed his distinct.
It goes on. I don't want to spend any more time on this as we're closing out the show. But it all leads me into the same direction, folks. And I'm just telling you, do not doubt me on this. Most of these professional athletes are conservatives. And look, the only league I didn't really work is the NBA, because the NBA wasn't in St. Louis. So I can't really say I know anything much about the NBA. All you see from the NBA is leftist bullcrap for the most part. But I've worked NFL, I've worked MLB, I've worked NHL. 70% at least are conservatives. Not apolitical, not neutral, conservatives. Conservatives. Mostly Christian. But there's always been that wall, and they don't really want to break it. They want the TV deals. They're afraid of being labeled this or labeled that. If that wall breaks, folks, it's game over. If that wall breaks, and what I'm seeing is it's these younger athletes like a Justin Jefferson, like a Max Crosby, that just don't care. They just don't care. Joe Burrow. So if that wall breaks, man, if the left loses control of the NFL political paradigm, that will be such a massive loss. And I think Trump is kind of knocking on that door with that Brittany Mahomes statement. And if he shows up in an NFL game, I think it would be massive. Where should Trump go? Should he go to a Miami Dolphins game, Jacksonville Jaguars game, Tampa Bay Bucks game, Atlanta Falcons game? I think it'd be huge. By the way, the NFL is sending its athletes to Brazil, and they're ticked. Here's I believe he's an all-pro cornerback from the Eagles talking about this at a press conference, clip two.
True. Week one, I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait. But, man, I do not want to go to Brazil. You want to know why? I'm here to tell you why. They already told us not to leave the hotel. They told us we can't do too much going on because the crime rate is crazy. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, NFL, why y'all want to send us somewhere with the crime rate this high?
Because corporate douchebags are ruining professional sports.
The country. So, you know, the first thing people think is like, something terrible can possibly happen. I told my family, do not come down there.
So that's good. Corporate douchebags are ruining professional sports. But you know, you've seen multiple instances where professional sports leagues will boycott an American city or an American state because they've espoused conservative values. It's happened in North Carolina. It's happened in Georgia. They say, oh, we're not going to go have an all-star game here. We're not going to have an event here. They're right-wing conservative racists. But when Brazil is censoring free speech, Brazil is at war with Elon Musk, there's no problem with that. We're still going to send him to Brazil, even though we're going to tell him it's an unsafe environment. Don't leave the hotel. More corporate douchebags ruining professional sports. All right, that does it for today. Big town hall tonight for Trump. Kamala Harris skipped the debate because she's too much of a coward.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/